Hello, respected viewers. This is George from Ireland, though this video is about Bridget Phillipson, the anti-education secretary, the very first time the United Kingdom's had one, although she's particularly about South Britain. So Miss Phillipson, she still uses her maiden name, is one of the most loathsome characters in the Labour cabinet, largely actuated by spite. She is a real class warrior. And she has gone on at great length, spoke with great pathos about her childhood, her father who absented himself from her life and so forth. Well, she's quite into the transgender thing, so you can call her father her or whatever. And they're always blaming the government instead of actually blaming her father or whatever, or her parents for not earning more money or things like that. So a lot of sob stories, but no sympathy for real victims. And perhaps her childhood was genuinely difficult. But this has led her to hate people who were not as unfortunate as her. So she grew up in Northeast England when the time of high unemployment. She was an extra on that program, Biker Grove. I've never seen it myself. Anyway, so she's a typical of one of these Labour politicians who's almost never worked outside politics. She worked for about 5 years before elected to Parliament. And it's good that there's some young people in Parliament, but I obviously just question the life experience of people, the sort of unwisdom of people in their 20s. In some cases, obviously you can be unwise at any age. And those who go in without having achieved anything in any other career. And it is richly ironic that she was in charge of this Wearside Women in Need when she is an outspoken advocate of violence against children. And it's really sickening that she should be the Secretary of State for Education at the moment, when she is someone who shouldn't be allowed within a mile of a child, someone who advocates the mass murder of children. And it's often gender-based violence. It's nauseating. And she calls herself a Catholic as well. Wow. I mean, what can I say? I don't know. It's like calling yourself, you know, an Orthodox Jew and being a pork butcher or something like that. I mean, even worse. But yeah, she's just typical for Labour politicians. And obviously, they're conservative politicians who are just as foul. So she went to Hertford College, Oxford, as is part of Oxford University, a college which openly discriminates against people on the basis of social class. So, and really, she carried on in the same vein. So she's been in the Labour Party since her adolescence. So she's all, I suppose, about a handout. Not surprising that she accepted £16,000 from Lord Waheed Ali to help her host her birthday bash when she hit the big 4-0. And obviously, I don't begrudge her holding a lavish birthday party. I would do it. I would accept 16 grand as well from an affluent friend. But on the other hand, I'm not in politics and it would obviously cast a shadow over any decisions people in the Labour cabinet made about Lord Ali, who's a Labour peer. And the pass is given to Downing Street despite having no role there. So she's been in Parliament since 2010. She represents an ultra safe Labour seat, Houghton and Sunderland South, close to where she grew up, you know, because she's born in Gateshead, which is, you know, near Newcastle. Is it just south of the River Tyne? Shows what I know, because my experience of Great Britain is the Thames Valley and Scotland. I'm not so well informed on that bit, which is in between. Then the thing that really distinguishes her is wanting to put value added tax on fees at independent schools. And VAT is usually 17.5%, but I understand it's going to be 20% to make them go out of business. She's been crowing about it, that state schools need this and that more than these independent schools need hockey pitches. And then she played on the hockey pitch of an independent school. These independent schools, people are paying for their education twice over. The parents paying for education, then tax again, and people have poo-pooed that. But no, it's a completely sensible answer. And yes, you have to pay this tax even if you have no children. But then obviously you need other people's education when they work as doctors or nurses or dentists or pharmacists or whatever, or engineers or architects or in all sorts of sectors. And I know people completely waste their education and some people are just ineducable. And we spend so much money on the people who just can't be educated and can't pass any GCSEs and can't even pass functional skills. So it's pointless. And obviously they should just go out to work at the early stage. But maybe that's a little bit beside the point. But obviously, if you from a rich family like Tony Blair, you and Blair going to a state school, Blair obviously broke Labour's policy, sending his child, you know, across London to some sort of selective Catholic school, the Oratory School, and then hiring private tutors from Westminster School, the most academically elite school in the realm. And that's independent education. but it's even more elitist in as much as it's one on one, not one on 20. But will there'll be no fees on that then? So she would obviously make one of the thriving parts of the UK education sector go bust. And obviously, they're foreign people who are bringing money into this country, and you can't pay those fees if the school doesn't exist anymore. And then the money is supposed to be able to boost state schools. But and ideally, the teachers from these independent schools are going to start teaching at state schools. There's no guarantee that's going to happen. They might just work in other sectors as private tutors. And some of these parents say, well, you know, the fees were 25 grand. They've gone up to over 30 grand, can't afford them. Pull the child out of an independent school, put him or her into a state school, and then spend the difference on private tutoring. So it might be a bonanza for private tutors, the sort of things that Labour cabinet ministers would use for their own children. And think of the anguish of children changing school in the middle of the school year. Some of their GCSE year, their A-level year, play absolute havoc with that. And your local state school is not necessarily doing the same exam board. It might be a completely different curriculum that they're doing for GCSE, A-level, IGCSE, International Baccalaureate, whatever. So it could be cataclysmic. So she is really a vandal set out to destroy a successful part of education. So she's one of the most despicable people that there is in the Labour cabinet, and that really is saying something. And well, like most education secretaries, she's never worked in education for a single day. So I know that's not required. Obviously, it does give people a bit more credibility. You know, Ben Wallace had been an army officer in the Scots Guard for a while before he became defence secretary. Estelle Morris was the last education secretary I can think of who was a teacher for a while who was taught physical education. I mean, health secretaries are often almost never been doctors, dentists, nurses, pharmacists. I know that's not necessary because really it's about overall management. All careers converge. It's not about the thing itself. They don't have to be at the chalk face, as it were. Anyway, so it's not going to really help things. She's got this idea of more breakfast clubs for primary school children in England. Not a bad idea. All sorts of other ways to achieve that. Improving the Office for Standards and Education, moving away from the simplistic one-word overall summary judgments. I'm not necessarily in favour of those, just because that headmistress killed herself. And yes, I know that's terrible. No, that doesn't mean that the system needs to be changed. We're bringing this new system. If someone commits suicide, that doesn't automatically make the system bad. And she's someone who's very happy with violent death against the vulnerable, advocating for the mass murder of children, them to be ripped apart, to be asphyxiated, to have lethal injections causing cardiac arrest and so on. And that's the kind of person she is. And it's absolutely sickening that someone like that, a mass murderer, should be in charge of your child. So she's coming for your child. Your child might be next. And it's the same with every single one of the Labour cabinet. Most Conservatives are bad. Most Liberal Democrats are bad. So that's how they've criminalized defending children. It's not a crime to expose a crime, is it? It's not a crime to prevent a crime. It's right to try and save the vulnerable, isn't it? People are alive when they're even in their mother's womb. You know, a heartbeat is proof of life, isn't it? And respiration is proof of life, isn't it? So you're just as human when you're in utero as when you're out of the uterus, aren't you? Because babies are children, aren't they? I mean, they're not adults, are they? So these are the kind of ludicrous arguments. These are the really stretches of logic, or these are the fallacies that are put about by the abortion industry as part of their war on children, for which Bridget Phillipson is a cheerleader. And that's how you get ahead in life, is advocating for that. It makes me throw my mind back to the days of slavery, when that was mainstream and you were extreme and dangerous or whatever, if you advocated for the rights of Black people. But there's a whole another category of people who are dehumanized, and they can be victimized by selfish, cruel people, by utterly heartless people, just for money. And how it's got nothing to do with healthcare. It's all to do with, well, I didn't want to spend money and I wanted to advance my career. They almost never even pretend it's remotely health related, because obviously pregnancy is not a disease, is it? Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. So make sure you do something against Bridget Phillipson, obviously something lawful, something peaceful. Make sure you save children. Bridget Phillipson is evil. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.